herself into this now. Okay. Here we go. But we can all just
get along.
Try to. Would you rather hear a happy song or a sad news song?
Happy song.
Sad.
What's that?
Happy.
I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the breathless day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, were also on the faces of the people passing by. I see friends shaking hands and saying, how do you do? They really say, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Ow, baby!
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of the people passing by. I see friends shaking hands and saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies wail, I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah!
What a wonderful
world. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry to upstage you.
Oh, you did not upstage me.
Okay.
That's your role.
You added another.
We should have did a duet.
That's what it is.
Guys, this is a peaceful place. No arguments, please. And with that in mind, Scribbly, you wanna?
Jesus! I wasn't next. There's a lot of people.
You were next. You signed yourself up right next to Ian.
Actually, I crossed his name out.
Scribbly, please don't say that out loud. Can you just please come?
No. Call the next person. Call the next person.
Jacob Russell. I hate to throw you in the mix here.
I'd like to say that I'm honored to be here next week with Cassandra Xavier.
Cassandra Xavier.
I didn't spell it right. I don't say it right. My apologies.
It's okay.
But I am honored to be with her next week. I think I'm
next month.
Next month. Next month. Okay. This is a poem actually I wrote yesterday. I've got a vow that I'm trying to write one every day for the next year. And this comes out of a series of poems having to do with a woman standing on the shore. You can check out my blog and see some of the others. Jacob Russell's Barking Dog. Here, here. I hear dry leaves beneath my feet, though I'm not walking, and shadows of trees with gray-green scales of lichen, though there is no forest near, no wooded stream or water lapping on a sandy strand, and there are no leaves here where I lean against an old pillow with a stained case against the wall, wool blankets pulled over my legs, the cat at my feet. And there are no trees, only the shadow of my hand and the shadow of this pen and the shadow of the cat stretching himself. And the only water to be heard is the drop, drop, drop of the leaking faucet of the kitchen sink and the click and hum of the electric heater coming on and going off and the uncanny roar of a jet plane overhead and the almost illusion of silence that follows. Three shades wandering from here to there and there to here, coming and going, and her hair. Oh, her hair will be white after all these years, and her hands. Oh, her hands. Stop, she says. You must stop. Don't think of me. Don't try to write of a woman remembered on the shore, or the sound of leaves underfoot, or the dark bodies of trees with their gray-green scales, or the sound of water lapping on the strand. Listen. Listen to what is here. Hold all in mind, and even more in the warmth of your body, and then you may write, but here, here in this place, and at ease with the sound of passing cars, and the drip, drip, drip of the faucet, and the stirring of the cat, an uncanny roar, itself a kind of silence. No more the mind regurgitating endlessly the same, the old self regurgitating itself endlessly with all its wounds endlessly weeping. No longer you saying, here is a memory I will tell. Here is your shadow by the water, I will tell of it. I will write it into words. No longer, no more, but holding. Holding, no longer trapped, your gaze gazing back at you, but letting go, letting the thing before you, letting it go. The pen will write, and the thing before you will write, and you will write, and the sound of the cars here, and the comforting hum of the electric heater, and to the cat purring at your feet, here, where you are, now, here. And I will leave you in peace, and you will find me another day, another place. And sleep will come, it will come, sleep. Shadow sleep, shadow will, shadow peace, shadow go.